It's Sound Ideas. Halloween is a day for all things spooky, but for one Bloomington normal man, any day can be spooky. That's because Eric Vogel hears dead people, and you can too. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more.
Some people play golf for a hobby. Others like baking or drawing or just hanging out on Facebook. Not Eric Vogel. His hobby is spent in pursuit of ghosts, recording them as electronic voice phenomenon, or EVP. That's voices or noises that are picked up on a digital recorder that can't be heard with the naked ear. Vogel says the paranormal has always intrigued him.
Most people that get into this had an experience at one point or time in their life, and that was not the case with me. I just really enjoyed kind of reading stories, and I'm a big history person, so a lot of these places have a lot of history tied to them. So I just kind of lucked upon a tour group here in town that used to do investigations at the Mid-City Hotel.
The Spirits of Bloomington tour?
Yes.
Yes.
So they used to do investigations at the Mid-City Hotel, which a lot of people are unaware of, is right next to the bistro, starting on the second floor. So I did some investigations with them and used just an old digital recorder and was able to capture some EVPs. And from there, I started working with them for a while.
What did you capture?
Being my first time that I ever did an investigation, I really didn't know what to expect. It was a little crowded. They had a group of about 20 or so. So there's some background noise of people chatting and stuff. But I captured a female voice humming, like almost like she was holding a baby and kind of comforting it. And I also captured a gentleman whistling.
The chain behind us just moved.
Shut up, Eric.
No, I swear.
I can't even hear things like that.
No, I swear to God.
How did you know it was a guy whistling?
The person that was doing the tours with us claimed to be a psychic. And after the investigation further down the line, I told her what I captured, and she said there was a gentleman that had lived, and it was in the residence of the people that ran the hotel, that he was a musician.
So hence the whistling.
Yes.
What are you looking for, Eric, doing this sort of thing? Are you trying to establish the fact that there are ghosts out there, that we can record them, that this is a way to prove the existence of spirits?
It's more of just a hobby for me. I like going to places, kind of settling in and getting a sense of what it might have been like to live there, whether it was a hospital or somebody's older home. There's a misconception, I think, that when people think of ghosts, they think of something evil. And that isn't necessarily the case. I think that there's this energy that might still be left in some of these locations, and it could be happy energy. One house that I actually stayed in, dog watching, that I ended up doing an investigation on, the dogs woke up in the middle of the night, and they were feet up on the baby crate, and I saw their heads kind of going back and forth, and I heard the pitter-patter of feet running back and forth.
As for all of the reality TV shows that depict real-life Ghostbusters in pursuit of supernatural audio and video, Vogel thinks that with the exception of the Ghost Hunters, those shows are strictly for entertainment and should be viewed with skepticism.